Now we come to another rather remarkable chapter, and that's chapter 7 here. It's next to the longest chapter in the Bible. Do you know what the longest chapter is? You're right, Psalm 119, all about the Word of God. And here, next to it, 89 verses, and it's all about, you know what? The gifts of the princes, all about what they brought. And if you want to know my personal opinion, this is a pretty monotonous chapter because it's repetition again and again. And what each did, all these princes are mentioned. What each one of them gave is mentioned here. And I wonder if I might take just enough of your time to share. Well, let me begin at verse 11. And the Lord said unto Moses, they shall offer their offering, each prince, on his day for the dedicating of the altar. And he that offered his offering the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab of the tribe of Judah. Do you know about him? Well, I don't. If you know anything about him, let me know. I'd like to know about him. This is all I know about this man. But God knew him, and God took note of the gifts that he brought. And his offering was one silver charger. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them were full of fine flour, mingled with oil, for a meal offering. One spoon of 10 shekels of gold full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Amminadab. Now look, did you find that interesting? I didn't. Nothing more but a grocery list. Then you take up the next one. On the second day, Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, prince of Issachar, did offer. And you know what he did? Same thing. Brought the same identical offering. Couldn't you sort of put ditto here? Couldn't the Spirit of God done that? No. You know why? God recorded, the Spirit of God recorded what each of these gave to the Lord. Their names are given you, men, that as far as I know, this is all they've ever done. And this whole chapter, long chapter, all of it's about what these men gave to the Lord and everything that they gave, even a spoonful of incense, was recorded. Now, does that tell you anything today? I hear a great many people say today, well, you ought to give so your right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, or vice versa. Well, my friend, a great many people better not let the right hand know what the left hand's doing, because they'd be ashamed of what the left hand's doing, or the right hand, either one. They both ought to be ashamed, because they're doing so little for the Lord. But I have news for you. He's recording it. Somebody says, you don't mean that. Well, I do mean that. What do you think this chapter's about? It says here, the Lord Jesus, when he was here, he went one day and sat over the treasury. We've already seen that, you remember, in the Gospel of Luke. And he sat and watched how the people gave. Very nosy, don't you think? What business did he have? He just happened to be the Lord of glory. He was the Lord of that temple. And he watched how the people gave. And the rich, they gave rich gifts. They were generous. He noted that. But the thing he did note above everything else, and he recorded what everyone gave. These were princes here. They were able to give quite a bit. But even when they'd give a spoonful of incense, he put it down. What a marvelous, wonderful thing this is. He recorded everything that was done. And our Lord watched how the rich gave. And then here came this poor widow. And if you want to know the truth, those little coppers that she brought, threw down those two little old mites in there, they were in comparison to the richness of that temple, to the ornateness of it, to the wealth of it. What she gave was nothing. She just well stayed home, my friend. She didn't add anything. She didn't help pay for the building. She didn't give anything to the building fund. She didn't do anything to mount to a row of pens. But he didn't think that it was that way. He took those copper coins and kissed them into the gold of heaven and said she gave more than anyone else. Now, don't tell me that he doesn't know what you give. I don't like this pious talk about people saying, oh, you know, it's just between me and the Lord. Well, my friend, a lot of folk ought not even let the Lord in on what they're doing, because I tell you, he's recording it. He's putting it down, what we're doing for him. And by the way, we're talking about a pretty touchy subject, and one that a radio preacher probably ought not to say much about. But what about your spiritual blessings today? Where are you getting them? Are you supporting that? Paul had a great deal to say about those that minister to you of spiritual things. You ought to minister to them of physical things. Now, I can say that because actually you can't minister to me of physical things, because I receive nothing from the radio. But the radio has to be paid for. Oh, these stations, the managers of them, they're wonderful men. I've met so many of them. But they do say you've got to pay your bill. And that's the way the world operates. And we have to have the funds to pay for our radio bills. That's just the way it is. And I just get right down to the nitty-gritty and tell you that right now. Because we're talking about this thing, friends. Here is one of the most remarkable chapters that's in the Bible. And it must be 89 verses long. And it's the most monotonous thing I've ever had. But you know, I think the Lord still likes to look it over. I think he likes to open the books and say, well, look at what this prince gave. And look what this other prince gave. All gave the same, but he took note of it. The generous gifts. And they even gave just a little spoonful of incense. And he recorded it. Just that spoonful of incense. And you've never done anything for him, but he didn't record it. You'll be rewarded for that. That's the basis today, and I don't know why we can't talk about these things more freely, because they are certainly here in the Word of God. Now, don't go and get the New Testament scripture, that cup of cold water that you give in his name. That's for the great tribulation period. And the man who gives a cup of cold water to one of the 144,000 in that day will jeopardize his life. And many of them, if it's found out, will be put to death. They'll be made martyrs. So it's not just a little cheap cup of cold water. But I do want to say this, as far as the value is concerned, here it is, that just the cup of cold water, he's going to record it, even if it doesn't cost you anything. He's going to record it. This, may I say to you, is one of the most remarkable chapters that you have in the Scripture. Let me drop way down to 74th verse. And here's another prince. One golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense. My, every one of them he recorded. I marvel at this. And I say that this is without doubt one of the remarkable chapters of the Bible. But I think I say that about every chapter that we come to. This is a wonderful book.